Trump administration says White House ballroom construction is a matter of national security. The Trump administration told a federal court on Monday that construction of the new White House ballroom must continue, for reasons of national security, and, it argued, a preservationist group trying to stop the project has no legal standing to sue. The filing came in response to a lawsuit from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The group is asking a judge to halt the project until it undergoes independent reviews, a public comment period, and wins approval from Congress. The administration's 36-page response included a declaration from Matthew C. Quinn, deputy director of the U.S. Secret Service. He said the site of the former East Wing still requires work to meet the agency's safety and security requirements. No specific threat was explained. The administration offered to provide classified details to the judge, in private, without the plaintiffs present. The East Wing once sat above the president's emergency operations bunker. Quinn warned that even a temporary halt would consequently hamper the protective mission of the Secret Service. A hearing was set for Tuesday in federal court in Washington. The government's filing revealed the most detailed look yet at the ballroom project, how it was pushed through the federal bureaucracy, and how its scope continues to expand. Final plans for the ballroom are not yet complete. Below ground work is ongoing, and foundation work is scheduled for January. Above ground construction is not expected to begin until April 2026. At the earliest, the National Trust last week urged the court to block the project. No president is legally allowed to tear down portions of the White House without review. Their lawsuit states not President Trump, not President Biden, not anyone and no president, they argue, may construct a ballroom on public property without giving the public a chance to weigh in. Trump ordered the East Wing demolished in October. He plans a $300 million, 2,000 square foot ballroom, able to host about 1,000 guests before his term ends in January 2029. He says past presidents wanted a larger event space, and that this ballroom would end the need for temporary pavilions on the South Lawn to entertain foreign dignitaries. The trust insists the project should have been reviewed by the National Capital Planning Commission, the Commission of Fine Arts, and by Congress before any demolition began. They sent formal warnings in October, and received no reply. Their lawsuit cites multiple federal statutes outlining the role of these commissions and lawmakers in government construction. The administration counters that the president has full authority to modify the White House. Its filing recounts more than two centuries of changes and additions to the executive mansion. It argues that the statutes cited by the plaintiffs do not apply to the president himself. Justice Department lawyers say the demolition claims are now moot, because the East Wing is already gone, and claims about future construction are unripe, because the final plans are not yet approved. They also argue that no irreparable harm exists, since above ground construction will not begin until spring, and the commission's reviews will proceed soon, without the court's intervention. Trump's ballroom project has drawn sharp criticism from preservationists, architects, and political opponents. But this lawsuit remains the most direct effort yet to stop, or at least slow, his plan for a massive new addition, nearly twice the size of the White House before the East Wing was torn down. The administration's filing notes that even back in 2000, the National Park Service's comprehensive design plan identified a need for a larger event space, to manage rising visitor numbers and to provide a venue suitable for major state events.